Hello, this is Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We are here today at the LA Times Festival of Books at the USC campus in Southern California here in LA. We are here with some authors at booth number 956. Come on down to booth number 956. We are here at, it's the Black Chateau and Books That Make You booth. Can't go wrong down here. We've got some amazing authors, and we're here to talk with one in particular. We have author Deborah Tash with us. How are you today, Deborah?
Oh, doing fine.
Awesome. I like it. We like it when people are doing fine. she has a book out right now called Last Call America, Last Call Before Darkness Falls. You need to really check out this book. It's got some amazing imagery, the way she talks about everything. It imagines a devastated America. Life has become brutal for the citizens who are living under martial law. The government has been dismantled and is now being run by the Homeland Security. Scary.
Very scary.
Because
it could happen.
It could happen. I mean, first of all, I kind of already know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What was your inspiration for writing this book?
Really, it's not any particular party or... because I see both parties as the problem. The political class. We're the citizen, we're just peons to them. We're just drones. And really, we're losing our individual freedom. And that's what inspired me to write this. Because individuals have to rise up and take it back. Really, either locally or shall be national.
Do you think this could become a theme across the world, or is it just here in America that you really see a major problem?
Right now I see it as America, because we've been undermined for 100 years. Our system has been undermined. We're really different in all of history, we really are, because the individual is really the one that counts here, and that should count. Our freedom should count, and what we want, and what we desire, and nobody's listening.
I agree. And the whole adage when they always said that eventually we would become nothing but a number.
Exactly.
How do you feel on that one?
We are a number. You have a social security number, you have a driver's license number, you're going to have a national driver's license ID. You are a number. You're not a person.
I agree. When do you think that things went horribly wrong here in America in the sense of all of this?
I think it's been really over a century. It really has. It started with a particular movement, and it's when the government becomes centralized as opposed to decentralized. The states have lost their rights. State senators were supposed to be appointed by the state legislature because they were going to represent the states. By taking them to a popular vote, they really defused the founders' idea of divided government.
Now, would you like to tell the readers and listeners a little bit more about your book and the actual theme of that?
The actual theme is it's set in the near future. It's that even though you can be just reduced to a number, you don't have to remain a number. That in each of us is the potential to be a hero, to step up, even in trying times, even if we're flawed, because we're all flawed. We could do amazing things.
I agree. Now, do you think that, especially since, I want to say, 9/11, that things have really been coming to a boil?
I think with the creation of the Homeland Security and this more centralized, it just got bigger.
Yeah.
It got bigger, and that was under the Bush administration. It was really, we were attacked. We were. Mm-hmm. No question about it. But we reacted in an almost way that undermines the citizen.
We did.
Now, do you see this as becoming like a book series, or is this just a one-time book?
Well, this is a standalone book, because whether we triumph in the end or we don't, you have to read it and find out.
I like it. I like it. Now, I see here that you've done, it looks like you've done your research for this book. And I see that you're involved with quite a few different organizations, as well as, I see you're editor-in-chief of the Citizens Journal.
Yeah, this was a journal started by a journalist. He trained us. I became editor-in-chief when he couldn't give the time to it anymore. It's really serves Ventura County. And we want to have people know what's going on in our backyard. And we try to be bipartisan. Even in our editorials, we ask people from opposing viewpoints to give us material.
I like that. Now, did you start doing that before or after this book?
It was before. Okay. It's been since 2013 is the inception of Citizens Journal. Okay. And we've gotten quite a good readership now. We saw it. And we're looking into a story on local corruption at present that I can't really talk about too much, but right. It happens in all levels.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Now, when did you start writing this new book, Last Call America?
This was probably about 5 years ago, but it's been germinating for a while.
Now, is this your first book?
No, I've written numerous books. Some of them, like I said, are, you know, the first book you should always bury in your backyard. Or burn on your barbecue. But anyway, I've actually been published by publishers that have now gone out of business. Push them out of business. But
it's all your fault.
All my fault. I mean, like my mother said, it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
But I wrote about the American Revolution. I love historical fiction. And that's what I won my most. I won awards on. I was mostly widely read. That was my best book. And I brought that back out when the rights reverted to me.
So
that's available to me now. Challenge the Wind. And again, it's unlikely people rising to the challenge of their times.
I like that. It's like a recurring theme within your books. But that's good. It speaks to that we have some hope. That we might, you know, that we could make it. If we all band together and and make this a real thing.
Well, we have to find common ground, and there is common ground, because we want to be free. That's our common ground. We have a right to be free. We have a right to individual expression. The founders were amazing, because they saw the danger of a central government, and a government that's only going to get bigger, and actually has to protect that one person above the collective.
Do you think that our society is too much of a individualistic society? I mean, where I come from in Maine, it's about the team effort. It's about everybody working together. If you don't all work together, the crops don't come in. Nothing gets done. The cows aren't going to get milked. You're going to be screwed. So it's more of a team organization type of mentality.
Well, I can understand Maine, and I've been to Maine. It's a wonderful, gorgeous state, and it would be very. But you've got to also realize that it's still the rugged individual that decides on that person's property. We're going to plant. We're going to. The Pilgrims came and they did a collective,
right?
And it didn't work. Right. They nearly starved the first year through. If it wasn't for the Native Americans, they wouldn't have made it.
Thank goodness for those Native Americans.
That's right. But it isn't the collective. And they realized that experiment, the pact that they drew up, the Mayflower Compact, it didn't work. It didn't work as a collective.
Thank God for my people. I'm part Native American. That's why I say that. Well, actually, originally we came from Canada, so Native Canadians? No.
No.
Anyway, I also see that you're very passionate about art, particularly painting, and you have several pieces touring internationally in Japan. Want to talk a little bit about that?
That was many moons ago.
Many years ago?
Yeah, well, some years ago it is. But I'm passionate about what I got really involved with politically. What first woke me up was property rights.
Okay.
And so that was, I founded a property rights group. We advocated locally, and it was West Coast.
I like that. I like that you're an advocate for the little people and for everybody. The fact that you're trying to make a difference in some way, if it's to point out corruption in even a local government, or it's to say, hey, you know, this isn't a cool thing. You know, we're just a number now, and nobody's doing anything.
Absolutely. We're an advocate. We should be an advocate for each other.
Amen. I agree with that. Now, when was your book, when did your book actually come out?
It came out last year.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so we're great. I found, I needed to get it out to a wider audience, and so I'm really pushing this one. I really believe in this one. It really is a story about us Americans.
Well, thank goodness for Black Chateau Enterprises for helping you get the word out about your book, especially here at the LA Times Book Festival. Anything else that you would like to add before we conclude our lovely interview?
I would just suggest that people, when they discuss politics or whatever, first find what you agree on before you find what you disagree on, because we're all in this together. We really are.
Well, you know what they always say, two things you should never talk about in polite company, politics and religion. They don't exactly go hand in hand, so to speak. We've been here today at the LA Times Book Festival at the Black Chateau and Books That Make You booth, 956. We've been here with author Deborah Tash. Her book is called Last Call America, Last Call Before Darkness Falls. Go check it out. And where can people find you, like social media, website, your book, that kind of thing?
Just go to my website, deborahtash.com, and I'm also on Amazon, of course, like everyone else.
Right. I'm sure you have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram type thing, and we can all find you under Deborah Tash.
Deborah Tash, author.
Deborah Tash, author.
On Facebook.
And that's Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, T-A-S-H. So check it out. All right, we're out of here. We'll be back in a few minutes with some more authors. Thank you so much, Deborah, for being on here today. This is Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio, signing out.